Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to the Just Keep Thriving podcast. My name is Johnny Maria Gresta, and I am your host and creator of the Just Keep Thriving brand. I am on a mission to help women embrace their femininity and manifest a deeply aligned life. If you vibe on all things manifestation, personal growth, spirituality, and femininity, then you are in the perfect place. I love having you as a part of this community. Let's get into today's episode. If y'all have been following me on social media, you know that my coaching business is officially closed as of right now, which was a hard decision and also a very easy one. You know, it was 5 years of my business on April 8th of starting Johnny Agresta Coaching LLC or whatever in the world I named it, of starting the coaching business. And on the five-year anniversary, I decided to close it. Whereas my initial vision was on the five-year anniversary, I would be celebrating all of these multiple millions of dollars rolling through. And, you know, I was celebrating a lot, and maybe I'll do a podcast about that, and celebrating so much growth that I have gone through, and yes, money, and yes, clients, and all of that beautiful stuff. But I really felt this pull to shift. And I didn't ever envision my like coaching programs closing, like my online coaching programs closing, me no longer selling through social media as I used to. Like, I never envisioned that happening, but like it felt really right. And truthfully, I tried to close it down late last year, and then I just flipped out and I was like, absolutely not. What am I doing? So I kept going, and I kept launching and kept doing all the same things. And yet something just felt really off. Things weren't flowing. Things weren't just like working. And I was just feeling more and more resentful. And for me, a sign of misalignment is definitely resentment. And I just had to acknowledge that and pray to God and ask for help from the universe and just say, hey, guide me. And so it just became very evident for me to close that down and go all in on helping my husband build our real estate businesses. I keep saying his, but it has been ours since the first day. Like, things that are mine are his, and things that are his are mine. But it's been a ride. So inherently, my teachings come forth through this. So when I say I close my coaching business, it's just I'm no longer going to be selling through social media that you can work with me on healing or femininity or manifestation or business building. Unless it's through the real estate avenue right now. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm still writing my book. The podcast is still going to be a thing. I do think it's going to morph a little bit, but I don't know. So, you know, I've just had less space for it, but we're not going anywhere, guys. I don't know what's going to happen to it, but it's going to be big, and I'm just creating the space for it, but I felt called to come on today. And I'm feeling called to start creating more social media content. But I don't know, like, I kind of know what it's going to look like, but it hasn't fully come through yet. So I'm just giving it space. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things in business that we have to do. Might not be doing something, but energetically and otherworldly and spiritually and godly, things are taking form. Things are manifesting. Things are coming to creation. So make sure we don't confuse. I say we, talking to myself always. Make sure we don't confuse doing more with receiving more. Unfortunately, it's not as easy as that, you know? So for me, when I had this, I have a specific vision that has morphed over the years. You know, it started as one thing when I started my business, and then now it's obviously morphed a lot. Book writing was always a thing, and podcasting was always a thing, and social media content was always a thing, and like group coaching programs and stuff like that were a thing, but now they've morphed into a different arena, which I didn't know was ever going to happen. But I personally have this very specific vision of me in like a very particular house, and you know, my family looking a certain way, and a certain dress as well. I don't know if I've ever seen the dress or not. Who knows? I don't know if I've ever seen the house or not. Who knows? But it feels very solid. And I know I'm moving towards that. And when I started tapping into this newer vision, I really sat back with like, what in my life right now doesn't align with that? Even though like this vision is not very clear on the business side, energetically, I knew certain things aligned and certain things did not. And so I just listened to that. And that led me to closing the coaching business, which now created so much space for the new vision to take form and the new vision to become clearer and clearer and clearer. So on this podcast, a lot of times we talk about tapping into that vision. And in any way that you may have ever worked with me or will ever work with me, or even just listening to me, we will constantly talk about having this clarity, this vision of what we're moving towards, right? We're moving away from something and moving towards something. And sometimes one is clearer than the other, but we cannot grip onto things in business while also allowing the new to take form, you know? And sometimes we struggle back and forth. We're like, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do this? Do I do that? But at the end of the day, you know what feels right. And sometimes, and you know what feels wrong. You know what feels out of alignment. And sometimes the thing that feels out of alignment that you need to let go of, which for me was coaching in the way that I was doing it and the topics I was doing it and all that stuff, just felt wrong for so long, but we deny ourselves, right? We're like, no, it can't, we can't possibly, that can't possibly feel wrong. I wanted that for so long. That can't possibly not be in alignment. I wanted that for so long. I've been working for so long to have that, right? We second guess ourselves, but our body knows. And when we create space, and when we open ourselves up to infinite possibilities, like we have the goal, we have the vision, you have some sort of a vision, there's infinite possibilities for you to get there. You don't need to see the route. You just need to follow, right? You need to follow God's plan. You need to follow the universe's plan. You need to follow what feels aligned and what doesn't feel aligned, you know? And for me, as I've navigated this new kind of arena, so essentially what I've been doing now is I am building out a team either of current real estate agents or people becoming real estate agents or people who just want to get out of their sucky 9-to-5s for whatever reason, want more freedom, want more money, whatever. A lot of our team members want to like move across the world, which is really cool, which means they have to be virtual. They have to be able to work from anywhere and have more flexibility, right? Maybe they get their real estate license, maybe they don't. And so I've basically been building up this team of people who are coming underneath Joseph as a realtor, and then we're training them, we're teaching them. Ironically, I'm coaching them on manifestation. Ironically, not so ironically, I'm coaching them on business building. Ironically, not so ironically, I'm doing all the things that I would normally do with a client, now just in a space of intention for building a real estate empire, which is interesting, you know. So I don't know how that's going to morph into here or exact things, and you know, you're here along for the ride, or maybe you're not and you're like, screw this, Johnny, I can't deal with this change now. But I think when we look back on being entrepreneurs and just our life in general, our desires change, our path changes. And for me, if I don't allow that change, God lets me know. God lets me know, like, Johnny, something is meant to morph here and you are not allowing it. So I'm going to give you all the red flags, right? We've talked about red flags a lot on the podcast. All the red flags as to, hey, tune inwards, listen to yourself, create space, right? Create space for something new to take form. Get rid of the things that don't feel aligned. Listen to yourself. I got you. Listen to yourself. This is what God sounds like in my head. If you want universe or whatever you want to call it, source, higher power. But you get what I'm saying? In business, we need to balance that, like, that doing, that strategic aligned action with the creating space to say, what do I need to do? How do I need to do this? What am I meant to do on this earth in this current season of my life? Right? So you have the masculine structure, you have the masculine, you know, to-do list, but without that aligned and inspired and guided action from some sort of a higher power, even just from tuning into yourself, which to me is the same thing, but you know, different conversation. You can keep going, you can keep doing, and you just continuously feel like it's not going in the way that you want or in any way, honestly. Sometimes I've pushed and I've pushed and I've pushed and I've pushed and, you know, it hasn't even gone, but I'm like, no, it has. No, I could talk about the physical world in a way where, no, it did actually happen or something is happening, even though energetically and emotionally, I don't feel like it's happening, but I'm lying to myself, right? I'm trying to make it fit. I'm trying to make my plan fit when it's not fitting and God's like trying to get my attention. I almost imagine that like scene from The Lion King where Rafiki hits Simba over the head and, you know, he just like hits him over the head. And the lesson was like, you know, let go of your past type thing, which I guess is kind of the same lesson here. So thank you, Lion King. Lion King's a great movie, y'all. My favorite movie. Right. So letting go to then create a new and an aligned path. And y'all, you will know when it's aligned. I've said this all the time, but then I haven't actually listened to myself. But that's fine. We teach the things that sometimes we struggle to listen to. It's fine. But you know when it's aligned. You know when you're in flow. You know when it feels good. You know, recently I've been a lot busier in my business. I have, I still have Johnny Agresta LLC. It just is now coaching in, you know, a different type of format, which has been really cool, but it's also come with a lot busier of a schedule than I'm used to for the past few years. But the busyness is, yes, occasionally tiring, right? But for the most part, it's invigorating. It's like, I'm excited to do this. It feels aligned and I get energy from it. For me, when aligned action is a thing and it's present in everything I'm doing, it invigorates me. It gives me life. It like, it gives me more than it drains me, right? It's like certain people in our lives, right? Some people give you energy and some people drain your energy. Whereas the people who give you energy can still, you know, it can still be a little bit draining and tiring because maybe you're just doing too much or whatever, but it gives you more than it takes. Aligned action gives you more life, more energy, more excitement, more of everything in life than it takes. And for me, it's like, you know, you're pouring into your cup, you're pouring into your cup, you're pouring into your cup. But if you're doing misaligned things or you're taking misaligned action, it's just like that bottom of the cup isn't there and it just keeps pouring out. So you can be doing all the right things and you can be following your to-do list and do the things that so-and-so told you to do and follow the path that you thought you would always be on for years and years and years. But then you're cup just keeps getting drained and you're like, wait, but I'm working out, but I'm eating well, but I'm, you know, doing the things in my business or at work or in my relationship. And I feel like trashy ass at the end of the day, you know, or like just something is off and I'm just confused or whatever the sign is for you. I'm misaligned. Right. So with this busyness that I have kind of adopted, which y'all, there's nothing wrong with being busy unless the busyness drains you, you know? But again, the point is it's aligned. And in your business, I want you to pay attention, or life, whatever, your health, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to pay attention to, is it just busy for the sake of busy, or is it busy and aligned and intentional? You know, I always say when I have things on my to-do list and I have a goal that I want to achieve, and then I break it down in terms of what do I need to do today, which is my scheduling process in all areas of my life. What was the point I wanted to make? Hold on. I lost my train of thought. Oh, okay. We got it. I had to pause for a second. So when I have that alignment and I break down the to-do list for today, I do the things and I don't question it. I don't have space for doubt. I'm so in the things. I'm so just, yes, busy, or not even if it's not busy, like yesterday, like after 3 p.m., like I didn't really do much. I had a barbecue with my husband and stuff, but everything before that was just, was good. Like I did the things, I got the things done, I checked the boxes, and then I didn't even have to think of it for the rest of the day. I just knew that God got the rest of it. I just knew that everything was going to work. But when I'm misaligned, but I still have some sort of a to-do list, whether it's categorized as busy or not, when I'm misaligned, those actions, I sit there and I worry about them. I'm like, was that good enough? Right? Can I do this? Is this going to work? Is this launch going to work? Does this content resonate with anybody? Right? I don't know. Even with food, the things I eat, I'm questioning. I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have done it differently. If I did it differently, maybe I would look differently by now. Like I just second guess myself. But for me, alignment, especially in business, feels like I'm clear on the things that I need to do. I don't second guess them. I have the energy to do them. They give me more life than it drains me. And I just know it's going to work. So something recently that I have experienced was, as we're growing our team, we have a certain amount of team members we would like to bring on underneath us for the second quarter. I set the goal, you know, at the beginning of the month or whenever I decided to set it, I don't remember. And, you know, we picked up a few people and things were kind of moving slowly and I was kind of getting frustrated and then, oh my goodness. And then all of a sudden an opportunity came up for me to promote our business. And the fact that we were taking on real estate agents or people interested in doing sales for real estate. And all of a sudden, my DMs are completely flooded with tons and tons and tons of humans who would potentially be really good matches. So it's like, I kept going, I kept doing the things, I set the goal, and then the universe provided me the option to take, and I took the option, and now here I am. And we have interviews and interviews and interviews, and it's been really, really, really great and really productive. So again, even though it's busy, in business there will be busy seasons, it's a beautiful thing, it's a blessing, but you also feel aligned with it. You know, it gives you more life than it takes. And I guess we could kind of call like chasing that feeling versus the thing maybe more of a feminine energy. I don't know. I kind of even want to, even though it's the name of this podcast, it's not resonating with me as I talk in the way that I do right now. But having that paying attention to your internal energy, like having that connection, is going to guide you so much further, whether you're a man or a woman. Like, just, it's going to guide you so much further in, this is what I'm meant to do, versus let me just keep going, let me just push a little bit more. You know, aligned action doesn't feel like pushing. Maybe that should be the name of the podcast, aligned versus misaligned action in business. I don't know. We'll see. We might change the title. Sometimes we do that here on my podcast midway through. But, you know, the masculine would really point to just wake up earlier, just do more, just put more things in your schedule, just have more time spent in this and screw anything else that doesn't, you know, get you more money and get you more clients. I don't know, I said that really meanly. That's what it sounds like in my head. But the feminine or the intuitiveness brings forth that connection with God and that connection with the higher power and that connection with yourself and your feelings, and knowing that as you pour into your own cup and you take more aligned action versus just action, right? Aligned action is very different than just action. Things flow better, you know, and we have to be okay with that. And if you're a woman like me who's been on her own feminine awakening journey and really tuning inwards versus just doing, you'll see, you'll know, right? When it's aligned versus when it's misaligned. So I guess, yeah, maybe we will change it to that. But do I have anything else to say around this kind of a topic, balancing the masculine and the feminine? I would also say, I have a few more things to say that are coming through me. For those of you that are new to my podcast, I do not pre-write anything generally. Occasionally, I will have some points I want to touch upon, and I did have a good one, but I don't know what I did with the note that I had wanted. But anyway, for me, like taking care of myself, taking care of my energy, for me, I do have the point. Cool. Thank you. I left it on my notes. Okay. So for me, taking care of my body, my energy, doing nothing time, working out, eating really well, spending time reading, playing the piano, like just doing things that don't have anything to do with my specific business goals. Like I equate it with still getting towards my business goals. And let me explain. Logically, and what the world tries to tell us is that only when you're doing the thing to add up to the money goal, right? Only when I'm creating content, only when I am coaching someone, only when I am selling, only when I am working with a client, that is work, right? That is productive to get to my goal. But I say, and I've experienced, and I've coached a lot of people in building their business, that the deeper we thrive, the more money we make, I'll say that again. The deeper we thrive, the more money we make. Thriving is not just sitting back and waiting for things to happen, but thriving is doing intentional aligned action that gives you more life and gives back to the world. And I don't know, whether your goal is to be a really good housewife or a really good coach or you know, a multi-million dollar empire in real estate, whatever your goal is, you're still taking action towards it. As a housewife, you're still cleaning. As a housewife, you're still cooking and you're improving your skills. You're improving your skills as a mother. You're improving your skills as a wife, right? There's still improvement there. There's still action that you're taking there, right? In business, you're still like everything you do adds up to the energy that then you infuse into the direct action that might make you more money, whether it's coaching a client or whatever, you know, selling your product in some way. All of it adds up. And the thing is if you're too heavy on one side, if you're too heavy on the feminine, like, let me just flow and just do what feels inspired, or if you're too heavy on the masculine side, I gotta go more, you're gonna be missing out on the benefits of the opposite energy. Do you get that? So it's the deeper we thrive, the more money we make, but included in thriving is the intentional and aligned action, just as much as it is, let me nurture and take care of myself and my physical body, my energetic body, and my emotional body. Like this weekend, I went to a winery with some really good friends of mine that God had the most perfect freaking plan I could have never in a billion years put together. For a few years now, I've been manifesting a good group of people. And this may make me cry, truthfully. I'm just so grateful for it. So I've wanted a group of humans in my life for many of many years. And I had some when I was younger, but they no longer aligned with who I am now. Not that I don't love them. It's just, they're not, what, I don't know, some live across the damn world, you know, just people moved and whatever. And I haven't had people around me where I can like feel, you know, like when you're in a group of people and you just feel that love, or I don't know, maybe if you're like me a few years ago, you never really experienced that, where it was always like void of love. Like you were in groups of people and you just felt off and you just felt unloved and you just felt weird and like you stuck out and you couldn't be yourself. I don't know. So I've been asking God and the universe for a group of humans that really just, I had certain characteristics that I really wanted. I was asking God for a best friend, even though I have a few really good best friends and, you know, people that I would consider best friends across the country and that I've moved away from here. I've moved away from them. I really wanted people in person. And so that was a few of the people who I went to wine tasting with or a winery with on Saturday. And it's like, I can sit there and say drinking wine and, you know, connecting with these people is just a waste of my time, and being in nature and listening to music. Wineries in Texas are really beautiful, by the way, especially near Austin. I haven't been elsewhere. I could say it's a waste of time and I should have been working. But what happens is that my cup got so filled with love, with excitement, with connection, right, with connection to God, with connection to other people, that then that overflows into what I attract, right? This is partly a manifestation podcast, partly an everything podcast, because that's just the way that manifestation rolls, and that's what we talk about here, the intersection of everything. So it's like when you're struggling in one place in your business, and you're like, I'm not moving forward, or, you know, things just aren't working the way that I really want it to, even if it's in your health or your marriage, you have to look at all areas of your life. Where is your cup not fully filled? And y'all, I can tell you that having a really beautiful group of humans around you that really just give you life and make you feel so loved, and you love them so much, and you have the most beautiful time with them, and you can be your authentic self, and nobody's judging anybody, and you grow together, and you learn together, and you honor each other, it bleeds into money. Sex bleeds into money. I don't know why I talked about those things right after. They're not related. But the way you eat bleeds into money. Do we get this? Have I honed this in enough? If I have and you're still here, DM me and let me know. Sex bleeds into money. You know, love bleeds into money. We think about abundance in business. We think about abundance in life, right? And an abundant person feels a lot of love. It's not just, I don't teach or ever care to focus on, let me energetically align myself with more money. I don't believe that that's a thing. You align yourself with more abundance. You align yourself with more clarity. You align yourself with more aligned action. You align yourself with creating space. You align yourself with thriving. You align yourself with health, love for yourself. And then the money flows. It can't help but not flow because you are abundant and you're experiencing abundance in all ways. So therefore money flows, right? So this is how we internalize the saying that I've had for many years, the deeper I thrive, the more money I make, right? We see it, we feel it. And then the money just flows. You don't even have to think of the money. You don't even have to worry about it. God got you. God, the universe got you in that. All of your actions and your energy will add up. It's actions and energy, aligned actions and aligned energy. Yeah? We hone that point in enough? Cool. Okay. Potentially the last thing that I have for you guys is, I was thinking about like, okay, what do I want to talk about on this podcast? And something that I feel like really needs to be said, especially for the world of femininity, which if you're on that side of social media, you get very sucked into the side of manifestation. That's like, I don't think anybody ever says do nothing, but sometimes it can make it feel like do nothing and just align your energy with more money, you know, type thing. And that's just sometimes the way things are. But the incorporation of masculine energy into your business or into your life does not negate the feminine energy. One of the courses that I'm taking right now is part of Joseph's team. And like, they're kind of like above him in the team is, about how do I want to say this? It's a course on building a real estate team, which is really cool. Obviously, I have my own version of how I'm doing things, but I'm always here to learn. It's the first course I've taken in a really long time, which I'm really excited about. Anyway, one thing that they said was they were teaching on like how to schedule your day and what the biggest priorities are in business when you're building a real estate agent team. And one of the things that they said, which I really loved, I'll probably butcher it, is having, in terms of scheduling, creating restriction is the thing that creates freedom, which is a really freaking beautiful saying. If you think of it, I will repeat it. In terms of scheduling, the creation of restrictions is the thing that builds freedom. So a lot of times we get into business, especially with this feminine flowy desire of having more energy and freedom. And we just get into it thinking like, okay, I'm going to wake up every single day and do whatever I want, which is so beautiful. Yes, every single day I wake up and I do whatever I want, but I also have have everything intentional to make sure it aligns with what I desire, because sometimes we can get too far on the flow and don't have a lot of the structure. Let me talk about it in terms of content creation, which I will be teaching some of the people, real estate agents who want to build their business on social media and use social media as a lead gen strategy. So in terms of content creation, for example, you might have your message, right? Like this podcast has the message of just keep thriving, right? Underneath that, I have the areas of manifestation. I have the areas of relationship. I have the areas of business, of health, right? And so everything I say, everything I talk about is going to be under the umbrella of just keep thriving and under one of the pillars of health or manifestation. A lot of times I just morph everything into everything, right? But you know what to expect when you come onto my podcast. You know that I'm probably going to talk about a really big concept and then apply it to all different areas that you are also probably improving. It's a personal growth podcast, right? With the idea of just keep thriving, with the idea of doing what makes you thrive. And then I always typically connect it back, right? It's very strategic, but it's also very inspired. But if I didn't have the message that I wanted on the podcast, just keep thriving, right? Or if I didn't have a pillar like feminine and masculine energy or business or health, then I couldn't possibly just wake up and say, what do I want to talk about today? It's what do I want to talk about today? And then how does it fit into this message of the podcast so that then I can brand myself really powerfully and then everything grows, right? So it's like if you went into Lululemon and all of a sudden they had none of the materials you wanted or that they are known for, and none of the style of pants that they are known for, and none of the colors, and their entire store was changed, you'd be like, where did I just walk into? Right? But instead you go into Lululemon knowing what to expect. So yes, they have the creative design of I can do anything, you know, they're leaders in the industry and have been for many years, but you go in knowing what to expect, right? They have parameters of this is our clientele. This is what we do. This is how we do it. This is the feel when you walk in, right? So all of that to say and bring home the point of the incorporation of that masculine structure, of the masculine strategy into your day, or into your content creation, or into your product suite, or into your planning, does not negate the feminine energy. It creates space for the feminine energy. Does that make sense? Because without that structure, without that some sort of guidance, you would not be able to then say, well, what do I want to create within this? And does it make sense? Is this a good use of my time today? Is this ultimately getting me to my goal, right? One of the things that I really love to do when I'm taking aligned action, when I feel aligned, because if I don't feel aligned, I just fill up my day with a bunch of stuff and then I get nowhere. So when I feel aligned, I love to break my bigger goal down from the entire year into the quarterly goals, into the monthly goals, and then into the daily goals. And I love doing that because then I have time for, I set goals in health, I set goals in business, I set goals in my overall life. Those are the three areas that I've just always kind of put goals into. And so every day when I look at my day, I say, am I doing things that meet this goal? Am I doing things that meet my health goal? Am I doing things that meet my business goal? Am I on the right track? Right? And then I'm like, okay, well, within that, what type of workout do I want to do? Within that, what type of food do I want to eat? But I have the parameters of the type of food, right? I have the parameters of the workouts that I would do. You know what I'm saying? So that structure creates the freedom. The masculine structure creates the feminine freedom, the feminine flowiness. We can't have one without the other, right? Because then we fall off balance. And you might be in a season, we will start wrapping this up, but you might be in a season where you're craving more of that femininity. You might be in a season of where you're craving that more of that masculinity, right? Maybe you've fallen too far to one side and you're like, well, things aren't working. I need a little bit more masculine structure here and strategy. I need to implement something, learn something, hire somebody, blah, 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 right? Or maybe you're too far on that masculine side and you're missing that energetic part. You're missing that intuitiveness. You're missing that space for yourself. You're missing that flow. You're missing that alignment, right? You're feeling burned out. You're not paying attention enough to your energy, your cup. You keep pouring into your cup and there's no bottom to your cup. It's just draining, right? So wherever you are, take whatever you need from this podcast, but know that incorporating masculine energy does not negate the feminine energy. It creates space for the feminine energy just as much as incorporating more feminine energy into your business and vision work and, you know, nurturing of your energy and connection to God and whatever else you might feel is feminine. Maybe you feel things differently. Cool. It does not negate the masculinity that you put in place. The two energies work together and create a beautiful blend of success. fulfillment, I think was my word last year, and definitely received that, God, so thank you. But I think that's what I have for you. I think I'm going to keep the name of the podcast the same, How to Balance Masculine and Feminine Energies Within Business to Create Massive Success. And I hope that you take something away from this. If you do, or if you just enjoyed being back on the podcast with me, let me know, DM me, share it with your audience, all the good things. I would also love to know if you actually took, like, what you took away, you know, that would be really cool. And if you have not rated the podcast yet, please do. I think that's officially all that I have for you. I feel good and energized, and, like, the message came through, and the examples came through, so I hope that it served you just as much as it served me creating this. I love you. I'm excited to be here with you guys. And I will see you guys soon. There's also like almost 400 episodes. Almost 500 episodes. Are we four? I don't even remember. I haven't numbered it in a really long time. But there's a lot of freaking episodes for you guys to go and vibe and pick more topics on the in-between of me not recording live ones anymore or as often. So I'm going to stop blabbing. I will awkwardly say goodbye. I hope you took something away from this. I love you and I will see you soon.